Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Waters, in honor of Texas Beef House, this is the top five teams that have beef with the selection committee. And we're going to go levels of beef all the way up the top. So, hamburger-level beef. This is run-of-the-mill hamburger.
Farm-raised.
Well, no, this
aged.
Is
you're getting too complicated.
Well, we're not getting to them yet. Okay. We're gonna build to them.
Okay, hamburger spelled wrong. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like Craig. How do you misspell?
Yeah. Hamburger level pit.
Oh my God.
They had a good enough season where their record considers them in the tournament, but they. Definitely hamburgers. So we're going to move on from this one really fast.
Go.
Hamburger level pit. They had the 343rd ranked schedule.
They're gone. Bye.
They're gone. Bye. Number four, filet mignon level.
Okay.
Seton Hall. A good season in the Big East. Probably got nabbed by a bid stealer themselves. But again, also had a bit of a bumpy stretch along the way. So they're the filet mignon level. They have a little bit more beef, a little higher quality beef, but not all the way.
Filet mignon's pretty good.
Pretty good,
now.
Though. Well, yeah. I mean, we're going up, though.
Yeah, with bacon wrap?
Yeah, you can bacon wrap it.
Getting so into the details. So
I love steak.
It's the same thing, yeah.
Like it's not they're not going to hand it to us here in a second. Yeah. But yeah, it does sound good, though, here at the end of the show.
Number three, bone and ribeye level.
That's as good as it gets.
Oklahoma. And I put them above Seton Hall because even though they were 4-12, against Quad 1, they did play in the best conference in the country in the Big 12. Now, I do think that... this is Oklahoma's bid was stolen right out from them by NC State. I think that's the one because you're looking at P4 to P4 comparison there. NC State comes in, has no business winning the ACC tournament. Also tells you that the ACC Pitt, we're looking at you. Virginia also should not be in this thing. And that's who really Pitt should be mad at. But But that's what happened. It shows you where the ACC is when it comes to basketball this year as well.
Yeah, and going back to Seton Hall, because we
kind of ran through him.
Yeah, I think Shaheen Holloway might have had one of the most like impassioned and angry responses of any coaches, and rightfully so. Like, he had a reason to be, obviously, to have beef and be upset, but I just thought that you could tell he really was upset. But, yeah, with Oklahoma, I mean, look, you can say it was a bid steal or whatever you want to put it as, it doesn't really matter. Like, they had an opportunity in the Big 12 tournament to go and make a bit more noise, and they basically decided to rest on their laurels. And rest,
they lost
guys.
Six of their last eight games,
and they were terrible down the stretch. So when you're terrible down the stretch and then you don't do anything in the tournament, and you basically just, I guess, hope for the fact that you're going to get the benefit of the doubt and that craziness doesn't ensue and nobody's sealing bids, well, if that were to happen, then you're probably still in there. But all those things did not work in their favor. So, yeah, I don't know that they got too much of a gripe when all is said and done, really.
The game that came back to hurt them the most was the home game against Texas. They also lost at UCF. But their last six games they lost, listen to this, TCU tournament team, KU, they were third at that time. They lost to Texas. They lost to Tech, Baylor, Iowa State, Houston. I mean, they lost – all these are tournament teams, except the UCF game. And then, of course, I mentioned they lost at home to Texas, and that hurt them too.
Number two, there's only one level higher than this, the Wagyu level.
Look at the marbling on this.
Yeah, just fantastic marbling. I'm not sure you're going to be able to tell the difference between this one and the next one. But – and the only reason I say this is because I can mostly afford Wagyu beef, especially from the fine folks at Texas Beef House.
.com.
St. John's. Really had a good season. You know, like you heard Nikki say, they had their stretch in the middle of the year where they didn't. But I do think the Big East as a conference got screwed. This one, I think with Brick Pitino trying to reestablish them, because they were one of the basketball teams. Heck, they were coming to America, for God's sakes. But St. John's is a team in the basketball mecca of the world in New York City that, you know, really thought that this was going to kind of reignite the Big East this year, and maybe it's next year that they do. But I do think that they have maybe the second most level of beef of everybody.
Yes, it's great, and that's a good looking ribeye.
Yeah, and the only one that's higher than that would be number one. Kobe level beef. Indiana State was number 28 in the net and got their bid stolen by someone like Long Beach State, which sucks for them. But really, this is, I think, their beef. Indiana State needs to be the poster child for why you, if you do expand the tournament, expand it so that Indiana State's can get in, not so that Oklahoma's and Pitt's can get in. That's what you need to do.
I agree. I
if
agree.
You're going to expand it, it has to be for these guys.
They're not
going to
be.
Not for the big boys. That's where Greg Sankey is so dead wrong on this. And if you're going to do it, put more teams in that are going to drive the first weekend. And what I don't think he realizes, or he's ignoring, because
he doesn't care,
and his argument is, the reason that people watch the first weekend so much, and the reason that that TV value is so much, is not because of Duke and Kansas and Kentucky in the first weekend.
No.
That's why it is in the last weekend. But and sometimes
and usually
the last weekend
is
true. But the reason it's valuable in the first weekend when there's so many games, and some of it might be blowouts, is the fact that sometimes, the more times than not, the teams with that big number in front of them beat the teams with a little number. And the teams with a big number in front of them are not usually the big boys.
Yeah.
That's why people watch that first weekend. And even in through, that's why they do. And if you take them out, you're taking them out what makes it most beautiful.
Yeah, otherwise it's like a preseason, like invitational or just a conference tournament.
Who cares about wins and losses and resumes when you can just get TV ratings? Mm-hmm. That's what we're all here for, big ratings on television.
Greg Sankey may be a really good dude. I've never seen him, really ever spoken to him, although I've seen him on TV, whatever. But, no matter what, sometimes you may just all of a sudden go to a level where you start to believe yourself a little bit too much and you lose focus. But he doesn't have to care.
No, he doesn't, and that's his prerogative, and we don't necessarily have to disagree with everything he says. I do think the overall kind of approach and the way it's been positioned, at least, comes across, if that's not his intention, to look like a money-hungry kind of destroyer of the infrastructure, then they need to redo the messaging the last few weeks. But, I mean, we'll see what this all looks like on the other side, and whether or not it's actually good for the greater good in the game of college basketball, college football, all these changes that are being bandied about. He's certainly not the only guy. I don't want to start singling him out as the big bad evil when, in fact, he may not be as evil because it's the Big Ten commissioners pushing some of this, or it's the ESPN executives pushing some of this, or the Fox executives, or whoever. It's not a one-man show. He's just been outspoken, and sometimes you're outspoken and you get the backlash for it, and I think that's some of what he's getting. But I also do think that anybody thinking that the greater good was really in mind were fooling themselves to begin with, because this is a greedy institution, college athletics at its core, and that's what it is. It's about making money, and if you could put more teams in and make more money, that's what certain people are going to try to do.
Whatever they end up doing, I just hope to God in 5 or 10 years we still have that atmosphere, tradition, the rivalries, the pageantry, and much more. And who knows, maybe it gets better. I don't know. All right, for Garrett Ross, Emery Winter, Jack McKenzie, Levi Caraway. Hey, over the weekend, Baylor winning 2 games against Texas Tech in baseball. That was a nice surprise. For Craig Smoke and for Paul Catalina, I'm David Smoke. Every weekday, 3 to 6, Pulse triple option, 1 until 2. And tonight at 10:30 on the local CW, 365 Sports Tonight, for our great sponsors and you, our audience. We love you. Thank you. Good night.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.